This is a Meet the Composer bonus track.
I'm Nadia Sirota, and this is a bonus track from Q2 Music's Meet the Composer, the show that mines the brains of today's most compelling and vibrant composers. Today, we're thrilled to present an unreleased track of Norman's, the movement Sabina, from his massive string trio, The Companion Guide to Rome. The wonderful Calder Quartet was kind enough to offer you, through Meet the Composer, a string quartet arrangement of Sabina from their upcoming compilation album, Eclectic Currents. Enjoy it here first, but before that, let's hear from Calder Quartet violinist Andrew Bulbrook and Andrew Norman about what exactly is at play in this piece.
So The Companion Guide to Rome is this massive string trio that I wrote a few years ago, and it's in 9 movements. Each movement is a little character piece inspired by a particular church in Rome. The very last movement of the piece is a third of the piece. It's 10 minutes long. It is like the big work, and it's preceded by 8 little small things. And that movement is called Sabina. It's named after the Church of Santa Sabina, and it has the most amazing translucent stone windows. It's a very plain church, except for these windows, which are more than 1,000 years old, and they're made of translucent stone. And one day, I got it in my head to go there before sunrise and sort of watch what happens with these windows. The light comes in and makes these amazing patterns on the opposite wall, which are constantly changing. And it was really amazing for me. And so I wanted to write a piece about it and deal with the idea of these kind of morphing patterns. And for me, it's all about the open strings and these kind of getting a sense of resonance out of small string instruments, you know, making them sound much larger.
I'm Andrew Bulbrook, and I play violin in the Calder Quartet. The piece starts soft and it builds with a certain power. It's got a quality where the melodic lines and material almost seem free-flowing, and then eventually you build to a huge, huge climax. And I think it's an emotional connection and a connection of line. The piece really has a direction and a continuity. You can really follow the story of it as a listener. What's really powerful about it is the build. And we've played this piece in different versions almost everywhere. It's amazing its ability to connect to really any listener. Something he does that's really beautiful is blur his melodic lines through rolling the bow across all the different strings. And that has a beautiful effect of making it melodic, but also interesting. I'm really struck by how Andrew's music in this piece, it can create an emotional reaction to really any listener, but it also remains really profound. Andrew's awesome. He's the best. He's the real deal. And we're always really, really excited to work with him.
This is Sabina, the final movement from Andrew Norman's The Companion Guide to Rome. We've been listening to a recording of Sabina from Andrew Norman's The Companion Guide to Rome, recorded by the Calder Quartet and included on their upcoming compilation album, Eclectic Currents. Look for details on their website at calderquartet.com. Today's Meet the Composer bonus track was produced by me, Nadia Sirota, along with Alexander Overington, with help from Paulus Van Horn. Q2 Music's executive producer is Alex Ambrose. Special thanks to Calder Quartet violinist Andrew Bulbrook. For complete episodes and more bonus tracks of exclusive audio, subscribe to the Meet the Composer podcast on iTunes.